A study out by the University of Idaho finds that only 30% of Idaho's non-motorized trails are maintained to Forest Service standards. So this means 70% of those trails are falling behind in maintenance, or they've been completely abandoned over the decades. In that same study, U of I researchers say that without additional funding for maintenance through the funding that they're using right now or new funding, these trails will likely continue to decline. So joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Clay Jacobson. He is the Trails Program Director for the Idaho Trails Association, and Pam Bond. She is a board member for the Idaho Trails Association. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeba.
So, Clay, this study, it really makes it sound like a lot of our, and we're talking those backcountry trails, but we have thousands of miles of them, that they're in real trouble potentially.
Right. And I became aware of this issue hiking the Idaho Centennial Trail, which is a 1,000-mile hike I did in 2015 all the way across the state. And the big takeaway from that journey was that Idaho's trails are disappearing from the backcountry, especially in places like the Frank Church, the Selway Bitterroot. These massive wilderness areas that we have that are unique to Idaho and make it such a special place to live, the trails are in serious crisis in those areas.
So when you say they're disappearing, kind of explain that, because, you know, so many of us who live in Idaho, we hike.
Maybe, right.
We don't, maybe not as intense as you do, but we hike, and the trails really can start to disappear if they're not maintained. So what did some of that look like?
So basically what has happened in some of these backcountry areas is the impacts of increasing fire. And so the Forest Service has basically become primarily a firefighting agency. Trails budgets that used to go to trail work are now going to fight fire. And personnel that used to be on trail crews are now on fire crews. So you basically have had like a national collapse of the federal trails program. As well as the disappearing of budgets and resources available to maintain trails. So for the past 20, 30 years, trail conditions across the state and across the country really have dramatically declined.
So when a fire comes through, a lot of time it basically kind of takes out that trail.
It does, and it leaves conditions where every time you clear that trail, there will be more erosion because the layer's gone off the ground, all the organic materials. Trees will be coming down, falling continually year after year. So it doesn't just wipe out the trail. It makes it require maintenance year after year for a long period of time before it's sustainable again.
So a good example of that would be to bring it down to a much more local level is when we look at Table Rock. And when that fire happened in June of 16, and all of the maintenance that has gone into really maintaining that trail. And it was a big effort, and the trail is coming back, but there was erosion. So there's new signage, but there's new plans. There's so much that has gone into that. That was a community-wide effort, but that's what we need to be doing for our trail system, correct, Pam?
Like
across the state.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing that. So where is the funding coming from right now for our backcountry trails?
Well, there's a Forest Service trails budget, and that usually gets appropriated for fighting wildfire. And then there's the Recreational Trails Program, which is run by the Idaho State Parks and Rec, which is funded by federal transportation money. So that federal money goes to the state. It's about $1.5 million. And then the state, the Forest Service writes grants to the state to get that money to fund their Forest Service trail programs. So the federal money goes to the state and then generally back to the Forest Service. And then also nonprofit groups like the Idaho Trails Association or the AmeriCorps groups will apply for that money also.
I'm speaking with Clay Jacobson, the Trails Program Director for the Idaho Trails Association, and Pam Bond. She is a board member with the Idaho Trails Association. So, Clay, tell me about your organization in particular and the things that your organization does to help maintain these trails and to make sure they don't disappear.
So one of the things we do is just go out with the public and talk to them about what's happening with our trails. A lot of people don't get back into the far back country and aren't aware of these issues, but we just love talking about trails with people and getting excited about trails. The people that are interested in going out, we do one-day, weekend, or week-long projects where, like on our week-longs, we'll pack in with mules. We got a camp cook, usually bring in some beer and wine, and try and make it a really great experience. A lot of people don't really get to have that outfitted hunting camp type of experience. So we try and make it a great work vacation. You work hard during the day doing trail work, you know, running the crosscut saw, the two-man saw, which makes great Facebook pictures, and, you know, swinging a Pulaski, like really getting after the trail work. But then you come back, have a great dinner, maybe have a glass of wine, and, you know, you might be up at Toxaway Lake in the Sawtooth or just any number of beautiful places in Idaho.
So I think this is fascinating that you give people an experience of being able to go in the backcountry, but they're also with a real guide, so you're not going to get lost or all of these things that maybe would be concerning for that, you know, city slicker to go out into the backcountry. But at the same time, they're helping maintain our trails.
Exactly.
And Pam, why is that so important from the standpoint of this organization to do this?
Well, you're just building relationships with the people who are using those resources. And I think that there's just a really common misconception about who maintains those trails and how well maintained they are. So I like to say that even if we get a person to come out one time, our job is done, because they get this realization it is a lot of work and it takes a lot of people, but it doesn't happen magically. There are people who are actually out there on the ground making those trails be an available resource to them.
So how do people then get involved if all of a sudden they're listening and they're like, well, wait a minute, I could do something like this. But you also said you have like one day thing. So if you don't want to go, you know, all in the backcountry and you can't get out. Right. I mean, start maybe slow with one day.
Right. Yeah. It's best to start slow and find your comfort level.
Right.
We can help you be more comfortable and help you get out there. But it's not an issue to ease in. You can follow the Idaho Trails Association on our website or on Facebook. Right now, we're kind of in the project planning phase. Snow's about to fly, so we're not going to really be out for the winter. But we're writing grants, coming up with new projects, trying to find new members and new volunteers. We're starting our membership drive November 18th. You don't have to wait till then to become an ITA member. Just go to our website and sign up. Mm-hmm. And
so then do you start this again, these taking people out and maintaining the trails? Do you go spring and the summer? Is that when it starts?
Generally, we'll start, I think our first project this year was in April, and the last one was the end of September. So we get a nice long season, kind of work around the snow as areas are opening up in the backcountry.
And is your organization really making a difference? I mean, I would think that you're getting the community involved, and this is our trail system and our backcountry in particular are so important to the identity of Idaho. So it's an opportunity that maybe even if people aren't going into the backcountry, they're still maintaining, you know, our public lands, our backcountry. That's got to make a difference.
Right. Yeah. So we're a small organization, and we do a lot for, we only have two employees, and we have, 288 members across the state. This year we did over 30 projects and over 100 miles of trail work, which that was a huge effort for us, and we're really proud of that. However, there's 10,000 miles of trail in Idaho, so
you just have 9,999 to go.
Yeah. So we're growing about 20% per year, and we're hoping to keep that growth continuing so that we really can make a big impact and help, you know, change the direction that Idaho's trails are going.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Clay Jacobson, the Trails Programs Director for the Idaho Trails Association, and Pam Bond, a board member with the Idaho Trails Association. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.